Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Morgan Jacobson, who is the Conservation Outreach Manager with the DWR. He's joining us to talk about fishing here in the local area, some of the top fishing spots. Morgan, I really appreciate you making time for us today. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Jordan.
Absolutely. Let's talk about it. Fishing is huge, obviously, in this neck of the woods. And, well, the spring weather is gorgeous. I think people immediately start thinking about fishing. I don't know if ice fishing is for everyone or not, but once you get into the spring season, people love it, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. This is a really exciting time. We call it ice off, when the ice is finally gone, spring is on its way, and the fish are hungry. So this is a really good time to get out and hit the water.
I'm sure you guys see a wide rise in the amount of fishermen once ice off hits, right?
We do, yeah. Lots of boats start heading to the water, things start warming up, and there's plenty of fish to be caught. That's for sure.
Well, let's talk about a couple of the locations. First off, Huntington North Reservoir. Tell us what's happening here.
Right. So Huntington North is really a great place to go fishing if you're looking for some variety. We've got a lot of different types of fish out at Huntington North. We have trout. In fact, Huntington North was just stocked with about 2,000 rainbow trout last week. And so those fish are ready to be caught. There's also wiper, which is a cross between a white bass and a striped bass. It's a really cool species. They put up a really good fight. And you know, something like a spinner or spoons are really great for catching wiper. Huntington North also has some other types of sunfish like bluegill, which are really neat fish. And bluegill are delicious. So that's a really good one. And then largemouth bass, of course, are very, very fun. So Huntington North, just outside of Huntington, is really a great place if you're looking for some variety. You can fish from a boat. You can fish from the shore. It's just a great place.
Now, you mentioned all these different types. First off, trout, wiper, bluegill, largemouth bass. As far as the idea and what you'll need to go out there, what baits seem to work best with with this group?
Sure. So trout are an easy species to fish for. You know, if you have night crawlers or power bait, those are ones where you can fish easily from the shore. Huntington North also has chub, and those will bite on the same things. Wiper and largemouth bass are a predatory species of fish. So some things that really work well for them are spinners or spoons. If you like to troll from a boat, those seem to work really well, especially in some of the deeper waters. And then bluegill, you know, worms and power bait also work well for those smaller species of fish. And you might want to use a smaller hook for those as well.
Let's move on and talk about Joe's Valley Reservoir here. Trout and tiger muskie. I've been very intrigued by the tiger muskie for quite some time. Now, they have to be a certain length to keep them, which kind of makes it even more fun, I think, because I've actually caught a tiger muskie that wasn't quite big enough. I had to throw the dang thing back.
Yeah, that's right. And we do have a slot limit on tiger muskie, and I can't remember off the top of my head what that limit is. But if you look in our fishing regulations in the guidebook, and you can find that for Joe's Valley. Joe's Valley is really a unique water because the fishing isn't fast at Joe's Valley, but the fish are big. You can really catch really, really big fish there. We have three kinds of trout. We have cutthroats, splake, and tiger trout. Splake and tiger are two types of hybrid species that are really, really cool, really unique patterns. And those are a lot of fun. With those larger trout, spinners work well. Once in a while, you can get some on worms. But these are really large predatory fish that swim in the deep waters, especially on the rocky shorelines over on the east side of Joe's Valley. And then, like you said, tiger muskie is another really exciting species, large predatory fish. And again, those would be kind of on those rocky shorelines just south of the dam, but on the east shoreline of Joe's Valley. And like you said, they're really exciting.
I think people enjoy just searching for tiger muskie, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of people. I mean, it takes time to and practice to catch these mm-hmm. kinds of fish. They're kind of elusive, but they're amazing.
Again, our guest right now is Morgan Jacobson. He is the Conservation Outreach Manager with the DWR. Now let's move on and talk about community fisheries, because these are always popular as well, especially for families, right, that have younger kids.
That's right. If you're looking for a way to get into fishing, a way to get started, or someplace that's simple to take the kids, we have four different community fisheries here in Carbon and Emery counties. Gelati Pond up in Helper is a great place. Gelati Pond was just stocked with about 1,500 rainbow trout last week as well. Super quick. It's a small pond. There's lots of fish, and they're really hungry. If you throw worms out there, you're bound to catch something. And great place for the family. Carbon County Community Fishing Pond out on the fairgrounds is also a great place. Has also been stocked with about 2,000 rainbow trout last week. And then the Night Ideal Fishing Pond in Wellington is also a great place. It hasn't been stocked just quite yet because it's still a little bit muddy, but there's still fish out there, as well as Huntington Game Farm, which is just a little ways north of the town of Huntington. Those are great places to catch trout, take the family, and have a good time.
Definitely is an exciting time right now. Morgan, we talked about Huntington, Joes Valley, and the community fisheries, but I'm going to throw this out there for the diehards, not the fringe fishermen, but the diehards. If you had to recommend a place to go fishing this weekend, where would you say, go here?
If you're a diehard, I'd say Joes Valley. The fish are huge. It's a lot of fun. If you're really looking to perfect your fishing technique, use a lot of different lures and try things out, and be patient, but get high rewards. I'd say Joes Valley is a great place to start.
It's not that far of a drive from Price.
That's right. It's it's close by, and it's a lot of fun.
It definitely is. Morgan, I look forward to having several more conversations with you in the very near future. Thank you again for taking out the time. If anybody needs any more information on the DWR, things that are happening, because it is an exciting time, what's the best way to go about doing so?
You can follow us on our Facebook page, Division of Wildlife Resources, or you can go to our website at wildlife.utah.gov. There you can buy a fishing license online, print it at home, or you can stop by any of our offices. Our office in Price is open 8 to 5 every weekday, and we're happy to help and answer any questions.
Thank you very much for taking out the time today, Morgan.
Thank you, Jordan.
Definitely. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and on others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.